Answer questions 1 to 5. Emma, thank you for coming to the tutorial for your essay. The topic you've chosen for the next research project, the motivation of teaching, is very interesting.
Yes, although it's not directly related to what I'm studying now, it really appeals to me.
Oh, really? So how did you come up with this topic in the first place? Have you done any research about it before?
Not really. One of my teachers was my inspiration. He was teaching a subject that many find boring. He liked to share great articles about that subject, and his lively and enthusiastic teaching style piqued the students' interest. So I started thinking about what makes a good teacher.
I see. It's great that you can make good use of your experience in a choice like this. But I've also heard that you want to study economics next year. Do you believe your current research project will have a bearing on that?
I'm not sure. Even though my former tutor suggested that I should stay with my current major, I believe if I'm to succeed in a career, I need to put the work in. There are many job opportunities in economics.
True. Some students think economics is more interesting than education as a major, but it can be more challenging as well.
It's not just economics that is difficult. I have some worries about my current research project. Actually, I'm feeling really overwhelmed at the moment.
That's completely normal. Take your time and think about the problem. I assure you, it's not hard to figure it out. Most students don't know what they should do at the beginning.
That is exactly how I feel. I borrowed many books from the library and already finished reading most of them, but I'm still not sure where to begin. Even though I'm highly motivated, I'm not sure that I can do this. Do you have any tips to help me get started on my research?
Did you attend the orientation at the beginning of the term?
Yeah, they recommended working closely with my study partner and studying related books by well-known authors.
Those may work, but I personally recommend that your study approach should be based on what you personally find interesting about the topic.
Yes, I also think that if you're not keen on doing something, you won't do well. As I've said, I've found a little reference material that suits the angle of my project, but I do need more. And I've got a problem, which is I don't know how to organize the material myself.
Well, we should have had sufficient material for reference in the library right now, but you have to select it very carefully, though it doesn't necessarily have to go with the topic in the first place.
I see. So it will take me some time to choose the right material. But what should I do after the selection? I usually sort them out, but still I can't find the information I need sometimes.
Well, that happens. Actually, what I find helps me is to read through it systematically and then write notes on important points I plan to incorporate. This should be done as soon as possible, giving more time to piece the line of reasoning together later on.
Yes, having a good understanding on the content is the key. I'll do that.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Could I ask for some advice about the essay I'm working on? Before I start, I want to produce a really solid outline for my essay. That way I can fill it out with the supporting material more easily.
It is important to make a strong outline and be perfectly happy with your outline before you begin that process. Remember, it will not be allowed to change your outline after you've written it, or you may be marked down for an illogical progression.
I understand. I've also been thinking about what to write in the abstract. I will write something accessible, but at the same time, I want to challenge people's normal reactions to the topic of motivation in order to motivate them to be interested in the content.
Excellent idea. Perhaps it would be wise to consider how to make it surprising after you finish other things. Have you given any thought to the first chapter of your assigned reading yet?
Not yet. Should my partner and I study it separately?
Not necessarily. You are preparing the research project together, so it may be beneficial to study the material together. Remember, your assignment on that chapter is due at the end of the month. By the way, have you prepared a presentation for the introduction of the project?
I haven't started that yet, but I will work on that right after I finish this month's assignment.
Well, even though it will not contribute to the final grade, a good performance will leave the advisors a very good impression. If you need any help, I can look over it for you and suggest improvements.
That would be great. Thanks. We're considering conducting interviews with students and teachers to collect supporting material for our research. Is this a good idea?
I would recommend you and your partner draw up the survey that you plan to use and let me have a look over it. As you know, any research methods need to be previously assessed and approved by me.
Okay, I'll check with him later today and we'll get back to you soon.
That is the end practice of the day. You will hear part of a lecture about land diving in Vanuatu.